G'day and welcome to the Pilot Life Podcast, where we take a deep dive into living life as a pilot. My name is Mark, the host of the show. I'm a Boeing 737 captain and founder of www.pilotlifetraining.com, providing pilots with world-class online aviation theory courses. Here on the podcast, we chat about what's involved in pilot training and what it's actually like to be part of this profession, the ups and the downs. We also chat to some amazing folks in the industry as we go searching for the best inside tips and advice to both supercharge your career and to help you live your life in balance. So, if you're thinking of becoming a pilot, have already started your flight training, or you're a commercial pilot right now, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to a special episode of our podcast, where today we dive into a compelling logic puzzle that has fascinated aviation enthusiasts and puzzle solvers alike. Now, this intriguing challenge was first shared with our students at pilotlifetraining.com, formerly atplonline.co.nz, back in 2017, and it garnered a tremendous response. Today, we invite you, our listeners, to put your logical thinking and deductive reasoning to the test. So, here's the setup. At Auckland International Airport, five different types of aircraft are parked at their gates. A moment captured in time where the captains of these aircraft have ventured into the terminal in the search of lunch. Left behind in the flight deck, the first officers, each from a different corner of the globe, wait patiently. These first officers, each with their unique nationality, are not just sitting idly. Nope, they're always busy. They have their preferred in-flight drink, a personal electronic device, and recent memories of flying through various weather systems in the last 48 hours. Now, our puzzle revolves around one intriguing question. Among these first officers, who has flown through a thunderstorm in the past 48 hours? So, clues scattered like breadcrumbs. Nationalities, drinks, devices, and weather systems all hint at the answer, awaiting to be pieced together by you. So, as we dive into the heart of the puzzle, set against the backdrop of Auckland International Airport, let's unfold these clues woven by the experiences and the choices of our first officers. These clues, intricate and revealing, serve as a roadmap for you to solve our enigmatic question. Again, which first officer has recently navigated the embrace of a thunderstorm? Let's work through the clues. So, from the serene islands of Fiji, our first officer aboard the A320 brings the warmth of the Pacific to our story. While across the tarmac, the British first officer recounts tales of flying through an occluded front, a testament to the unpredictable nature of the skies above the British Isles. Oh yeah. Representing the vast landscapes of Australia, another first officer finds solace in the simplicity of water, a preference that speaks volumes on the silent flight deck of their aircraft. Between the sleek lines of the Boeing 787 and the sturdy frame of the Boeing 737, woohoo! A tale of proximity and order unfolds, revealing a strategic arrangement on the tarmac where the Boeing 787 claims its spot just to the left. The officer at the helm of the Boeing 787 has a cup of tea in their hand and contemplates the journey ahead, a ritual that brings comfort amidst the cloud, amidst the array of electronic devices. And iPod stands, who has an iPod these days? An iPod stands out. Its owner recently charting a course through a cold front, marking a journey through shifting skies. In the spacious cockpit of the A380, an iPad, that's more like it, lies within reach, a digital gateway for the first officer who calls this aircraft home. At the heart of our assembly, the middle aircraft has a first officer on board whose love for coffee fuels their vigilance, a beacon of warmth in the high altitude chill. The Kiwi, the New Zealander, poised in the first aircraft, embodies the spirit of adventure. Their gaze set on the horizon with the Boeing 777 as their immediate neighbor, a silent testament to their camaraderie. An iPhone, a companion to one of our first officers, sits closely by, its presence hinting at a neighbor who has recently danced with a stationary front, a ballet of air masses and a standstill. The narrative of weather encounters weaves further complexity as the first officer, who has braved a warm front, finds themselves adjacent to the one whose iPad holds secrets to countless destinations. With an Apple Watch as their constant companion, like me, another first officer navigates the skies with a preference for orange juice, a burst of citrus amongst the clouds. From the southern tip of Africa, a South African first officer brings their MacBook along for the journey. Yeah, I'm a bit of an Apple geek. A link to the ground below and the vast expanse above. Lastly, first officer with their iPhone at the ready sits near one who finds comfort in hot chocolate. A juxtaposition of technology and warmth that rounds out our tales of the skies, devices, and drinks. So, as you piece together these clues, each element is a step closer to uncovering the truth behind this puzzle. Who among these pilots has faced the fury of a thunderstorm in the last 48 hours? And the answer lies within the stories we've woven together. This puzzle, inspired by the legendary intellect of Einstein, he actually devised a very similar puzzle, challenges us to think beyond the obvious and to connect seemingly unrelated dots in a meaningful way. If you find yourself intrigued and believe you have solved the puzzle, I'm super excited to hear from you. Head over to pilotlifepodcast.com and visit the Contact Us page and share your solution with me. This is your chance to dive into the world of aviation mystery and logic puzzles to test your skills. At the same time, perhaps, sharpening your deductive reasoning and logic skills. Good luck. Hope you all have a great, happy, and safe week. My name's Mark from the Pilot Life Training Team. Thanks for tuning into this episode. You can find more information about our podcast and sign up to our weekly newsletter at pilotlifepodcast.com. You can check out all our online aviation theory courses at www.pilotlifetraining.com, where we offer world-class PPL, CPL, IR, and ATPL online courses. Pilots study with us from over 23 different countries around the world. Come and join the thousands of pilots who have signed up at Pilot Life Training. Catch you next time on the Pilot Life Podcast.